Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. How you doing today? Welcome to the show. My name is Chris. This is your daily Bitcoin news update, and let's go right to the charts. And right now we're dumping right now. We're at 61,700, and it was just up near 63,000, like literally 1 minute ago. So this is dumping. But today's a big day.
Oh, forget it.
I know. Today we hit our all-time high of 63,000. You could see right under here where it says U.S. dollar. When I hover here, it says $69,324. So 69,324. But yeah, and as soon as we hit that, apparently we were only at that level for like 15 or 20 seconds above 64,000, or sorry, above 69,000. And then we immediately started dumping, and you can see hours later, this is the hourly chart, you could see we've dumped a lot. But, you know, look at the run we've had over the the past few weeks has been insane. So a pullback is not a big deal at all. This is totally normal. But we did technically hit an all-time high. Please fasten your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like we're experiencing some turbulence at the moment. Yeah, that's what's happening. This is a screenshot from Corndelorian from earlier, and you could see even after this, it came down a lot. So we were only above 69K for a little bit, then we dumped. And so, yeah, so NGU Engineer says, that all-time high doesn't count. I kind of feel it too. It's like, all right, technically it's an all-time high, but, you know, were all the people on YouTube and Rumble streaming and pumping the all-time high song? I was sleeping when this happened. So anyway, maybe next time when it goes above 69, and then we'll all celebrate then. But yeah, it doesn't really feel like an all-time high, but definitely. Oh, I gotta play this. This is pretty good. Bitcoin. Oh yeah, the excitement is here. And yeah, Cedor says we had one all-time high today. What about a second one? Right, from the Lord of the Rings when he was asking for a second breakfast and 11zies, remember that? Yeah, and Mandrick, Mandrick just breaks it down. He breaks down the facts and the truth. Bitcoin dumping at the all-time high is the market rejecting Creed as the pump anthem. I think this is true. But like I said, we didn't have like a pump anthem yet. I think, I don't know if it'll be today or tomorrow, or who knows when it'll go back above 69K, but we're definitely going to have pump streams and all-time high streams, and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. But this is just a reminder from Benjamin Cowen. Bitcoin put in a new all-time high before its halving for the first time ever. Yeah, we've never hit an all-time high this early. And fun fact, the last time Bitcoin broke the previous cycle's all-time high, the price more than tripled in just 103 days. That would take Bitcoin to $145,000 by June if it repeated. Yeah, I mean, come on, this would be insane, but totally possible. We don't know. This cycle's different. And last time Bitcoin hit 69K, this is very interesting. The hash rate was four times lower. There were no spot Bitcoin ETFs. Wall Street was not interested, and nation states were not mining it. The party is just getting started. Buckle up. Right? It's so different this time. And it's so bullish. Bitcoin is so strong. And humble Bitcoiner here says four-year cycles are over. This might be true, but we don't know. I mean, there's no way to know until, I mean, we're going to have to wait like 4 or 8 years and then look back and see if the four-year cycles have ended. It's possible. I mean, the four-year cycles are because of the halvings, which occur approximately every 4 years. It's not based on years. It's based on blocks. But anyway, we're going to see. We don't know. But this is breaking news in terms of adoption. Germany's largest stock exchange, Deutsche Börse, has launched a Bitcoin and crypto trading platform for institutions. Okay, so another huge, Germany's largest stock exchange, hello, incorporating Bitcoin. Gee, you think Bitcoin's going to take off? God. And more adoption, Stanford University's endowment buys Bitcoin for student's investment portfolio. For student, singular, student investment portfolio. Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, come on. Anybody who, hold on, I have to go full screen for this. Anybody who takes the time to look into Bitcoin, first of all, understand what it is, understand why it's different, understand all the problems of fiat that it solves, and then look at the track record of it, and then look who's involved, and then look at everything, then you understand. And so that's what people are doing now. That's why there's more mainstream adoption right now, because these big institutions are, they're seeing all the Bitcoin hype and they're like, oh, I wonder what this Bitcoin thing is. Then they look into it and then they say, oh my God, this is a paradigm shift and we need to get involved. So that's what's happening. Now let's get into some fiat and government nonsense, because as wonderful as Bitcoin is, the other half of the equation is you have to understand how horrible and disgusting and corrupt that governments and fiat currencies are. The Biden administration admits it secretly flew 320,000 asylum seekers into the U.S. in 2023 alone to reduce numbers at the border. Excuse me? Excuse me? You did what? What? And look, this is such a betrayal of the Constitution and the United States that it actually comes as a shock. Yeah. I mean, why aren't all these people in the Biden administration in jail right now? You're human trafficking. Anyway, let's continue the good news or the horrible news. This is Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil says Facebook and Instagram shut down his video exposing child trafficking at the border. Yeah, Dr. Phil's been making the rounds and he's been talking about child trafficking, and people are, the Border Patrol is admitting that it's happening. And other people are admitting that it's happening, and he's talking about it, and he's asking questions. He's asking why, and Facebook and Instagram are shutting him down, and of course the mainstream media is not covering it, right? Dream Chaser says, when the powers that be don't want this known, we are living in a very dangerous society. This is insane. You want to talk about insane? Every 100 days, the U.S. government adds $1 trillion in debt. Yeah, so if you don't understand that yet, research it and look at it. The more the U.S. dollar is inflated, the less your money's worth. And that's one of the main reasons why people are getting into Bitcoin, because it protects their store of value. If you put your savings in Bitcoin, it's going to hold its value way better than fiat. In fact, it's going to grow in value. Whereas with fiat, whatever you're holding in the bank loses value. It's exactly opposite. And of course, Biden here to launch a joint FTC and DOJ task force to crack down on unfair and illegal pricing. Okay, I'm only bringing up this headline because this is just showing you that the government is becoming more authoritarian and they're going to start telling businesses what they can charge for their products. This is insane. This is not free market. This is authoritarian agenda. We can't allow any of this stuff to happen. I think this is the last thing on politicians, right? The politician, he does nothing for years. The politician during re-election, I'm going to do stuff. And his followers, oh my God, they lose their minds. Yeah, this is the cycle. This is what politicians do. Every 4 years or every 2 years, they lie to you just to get elected. Then they do nothing. And they say they're going to do something. They never do anything. Think about it. All right, let's get to some new technology here. Rumble Cloud is going to launch very soon. They say it's time to break the shackles of big tech. And by the way, this is Rumble as in Rumble, the video platform, the free speech video platform, right? Rumble, the video platform Rumble is opposing YouTube, right? Because YouTube is very, YouTube censors a lot, and Google, who owns YouTube, is very woke. And so YouTube is garbage. And the only reason I'm on there is because if you're watching on YouTube, here's my message to you. Go follow on Rumble. Watch on Rumble. Get off YouTube. YouTube sucks, okay? But we need it because that's where all the normies are. That's where we're getting our message out. But everyone should go to Rumble, should go to Noster, all that stuff. Get off of the, you know, whatever. But this is Rumble Cloud, and apparently they're going to be offering a bunch of cloud services, cloud compute, storage, and I don't even know what all this is, but the point is that there are freedom alternatives coming about, and we need to embrace them. Even if they are centralized, it's okay for now. And this one is Perplexity, this website. I don't know if you heard of this. Perplexity.ai. Very cool. It's a search engine that uses AI. So it's different than ChatGPT. ChatGPT is just AI, and if you ask it something, it'll tell you. Perplexity.ai is a search engine, but with AI helping it to get better results. And there's even this this little switch here. You get 5 pro searches every few hours or per day. I can't remember. But anyway, I really like Perplexity. And the big news for them today is that apparently Claude 3 is now available for pro users, replacing Claude 2.1 as the default model and for rewriting existing answers. You'll get 5 daily queries using Claude 3 Opus, the most capable and largest model, surpassing GPT-4. That's interesting. Remaining daily queries will run on the faster Claude 3 Sonnet, which is competitive with GPT-4. Yeah, enjoy this upgraded experience. So if you haven't tried perplexity.ai yet, check it out. And a last note on Bitcoin and the truth and the facts. Robert Breedlove here says, money printing is theft. Money printing funds endless warfare and propaganda campaigns to justify ever more money printing. Bitcoin is money that cannot be printed and is thus a tool for peace and prosperity. Never forget this. The reason they use fiat, the reason they print it, the printing of fiat allows the wars. They use the war as an excuse to steal all the money. With Bitcoin, you can't do that. So with Bitcoin, you're not going to have probably any wars at all. So if you're into no wars, push for Bitcoin adoption. This is our website here, fractalbitcoin.com. Check out the top here. See this link? Join our locals community and come over here and join our locals. It's a cool community where we hang out and chat. And don't forget, the Bitcoin panel is a live stream we do every Friday. I get some absolute savage Bitcoiners on there and we talk shop live on Fridays at 4 p.m., the Bitcoin panel. So that's it for today's video. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. Happy all-time high day. I hope we get back there very soon. Although, you know what? Let's check. Are we still dumping? No, we're still right around 62,000. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow with tomorrow's Bitcoin news. Until then, thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe and like and follow the channel and share it with your friends, please. All right, thanks. Bye.